18 minutes away from 4 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Happy to have you with us. Andy Bulbarch with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And it's time now to launch right into our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today, we are shining the spotlight on Elyria Catholic, and we've got Michelle Hoffman and Kelsey Stites joining us here in studio. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us today.
Yes, thanks.
It's always a great time when EC is represented here in studio. And, of course, there's a lot of great things to talk about today. I know that the alumni are doing some great things, and we certainly want to hit on that. You guys have a host of other events going on we want to touch on here. So let's start out with the EC alumni, and I guess EC alumni are very busy establishing scholarships for both use at EC and for EC students to use at colleges and universities.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting couple of years at Elyria Catholic, and just recently we've had a nice flurry of new alumni coming forward. And they come and they visit us, and they're wonderful when they come into their building. They're happy to be there. They have some really vivid memories of their time there, and they come with a special purpose in mind. Just recently, we welcomed Jim Siren from the class of 1966, and he came forward to provide some scholarship assistance for kids whose incomes would not necessarily qualify or allow them to be able to attend private Catholic school. But it had a big impact on his life, and he wants to make sure that other students are going to have that opportunity. And then Jim Ross from the class of 52 also came forward. And actually, he's been talking about the scholarship for a while. Really, really excited. He's been putting, you know, little money here and a little money there. And then a nice sum to endow a scholarship that will take care of some of our high-performing freshmen and provide them some assistance for their sophomore, junior, and senior years. Very happy to have them. And then the Kramer family has created the Kelly Foundation in memory of their daughter and sister, Kelly Kramer, 07, who lost her life tragically in an auto accident. They have put together fundraisers to benefit, good deeds in education. They held a cornhole and cue event at Elyria Catholic 2 years in a row, and they take most of the proceeds from that event and provide tuition assistance for Elyria Catholic students. And I should say that tuition assistance for Elyria Catholic students is becoming a bigger and bigger need, and we're so happy to have these alumni who recognize that need and are willing to fulfill it. Over the summer, we had many alumni reunions. Again, a lot of people very happy to get together and celebrate their time at Elyria Catholic. And a couple of the classes came together and said they wanted to do a gift of some sort. And two of those classes, 1969 and 1974, raised significant amount of money for tuition assistance for students. And then even our parents of alumni, you know, recognized that their children were successful as a result of their time at Elyria Catholic and want to do something to give back to the school. They're grateful for what their children have been able to accomplish. And Dr. Paul Manillo Sr. In 2018 came forward and put forth a nice sum of money to be able to take care of a lot of students for their 4 years at Elyria Catholic. And now there's this new trend. Not only do we want to be able to take care of our students that are currently attending EC, but we also want to provide them with some assistance to get to college. We were very grateful to have Dan and Myla Reeser come in. Dan's from the class of 1978. They have a Dan and Myla Reeser Family Foundation. They established a Joan and Cecil Reeser Scholarship, and that's in honor of his parents. Joan's also an alum, class of 1952. And that provides full tuition and books for a student's time at Lorain County Community College. And they've actually targeted some students who might be struggling a little bit, not necessarily students who would qualify for a presidential scholarship at Lorain County Community College, but another group of kids now would have the opportunity to go to school, concentrate on their studies, and not necessarily have to work really hard to be paying for their expenses. And then Nancy J. Dowdell from the class of 70 established a scholarship for somebody who's seeking a trade or wants to work in the healthcare industry. So she's got a nice scholarship that they can take their first year with them to college. And I don't know if Jim King heard that Elyria Catholic was doing all these wonderful things, but he's actually from, you know, our formal rival school, but we want to give him credit as well. Lorain Catholic High School, he came forward and wanted to help an EC student get to a college or university and has created a scholarship that they can take and provide some assistance for them for 4 years. So a lot of activity, a lot of nice, wonderful, heartwarming people coming into our building and making it possible for our students to get a good education.
Very, very interesting. Good stuff. And I know that, you know, sometimes alumni will donate in so many different ways, and a lot of times they donate their time. And it sounds like they're doing that on Alumni Professions Night, which is just a little bit less than 2 months away. So, Kelsey, tell me about that. What's going on at Alumni Professions Night?
So, Alumni Professions Night is a great way to get alumni back and in front of our current students. I invite alumni to come back and speak on a panel regarding their profession, how they went from Elyria Catholic to where they are today. That includes what they did after school, whether they went to a four-year college, maybe went on to study, get a master's, a doctorate, or went into a trade, and into their current position now. In the past, we've done an engineering focus, we've done a focus in the medical field, and we've done a focus in the business field. And then this year, on March 23rd, our focus will be in the public sector. So I am currently looking for EC alum who are working in the government, who have different careers there. It could also be firefighters, police officers. We have a lot of great men and women who are giving their service to within the government. And we invite all students. I work with the social studies department in our government classes to have students come in. They ask questions. What's really interesting about government careers is a lot of times people who are in these careers aren't necessarily studying that at college. They'll have different interesting majors, and then somehow they'll end up in a great government career lifelong. And I really hope for these students that they'll get to hear these stories and get to understand that when they're at college, it's great what you're studying, but there's so many different routes and so many different places you can go with your degree and things you can do. So we're really excited about that. March 23rd, if you're listening and you're interested and you're an EC alum working in the government, please reach out to me, call my office. I'd love to have you on my panel. And it's from 6 to 7 that night in our auditorium. So it's going to be a great time.
Sounds like it'll be a great time. It'll be a very informative time as well for the students that are going to be attending also. So it should be a great, great time. Again, Michelle Hoffman, Kelsey Stites with Elyria Catholic joining us here in our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, tell me all about the 2020 Forward Gala. The Casino Royale, Saturday, April 4th. Should be a lot of fun. What all's going on here?
We are so excited. You know, every year at UC, we have a gala. It used to be the old Pot of Gold. Pretty famous from what I hear when I came on board to UC. Everybody knew about the Pot of Gold. And this year, we're kind of switching it up a little bit. We're going with the casino route. We're going to have a live casino running for 3 hours after dinner where our attendees can come in. They can play different games, poker, blackjack, roulette, all the good stuff. And that also still includes a full dinner, the fun part, the full bar and everything like that. But and the live auction, the silent auction, and but with the addition of the live casino, we're really hoping to make it the most fun evening that we've had at EC going. We're really excited, though, this year. We are focusing, and all the proceeds from this event are going to our performing arts department. This is a department that is doing incredible things. Our theater department, our music department are going forth. They're putting on productions and shows. Our marching band's going during spring break this year and going to march down in Disney World. So there are a lot of different improvements that we're looking to do with in that department, specifically our auditorium, updating it, and different projects within that we will have a paddle race for at this event. So we hope to have alumni come back and enjoy it. We had a lot of alum come back last year for our 70th anniversary. We hope they come back and join us again for this one and for another great cause. And we will have a lot of students performing. We have different students in the theater department, in the music department, who will be doing different acts. We have a student who does incredible impressions. Literally, you can name someone and he'll get up on stage and he'll do an impersonation of them. perfectly. And then we have students who have the voices of angels and can play piano and do all these different things that we want to showcase to our patrons at this event. So we're really excited for it.
And that event is open to the public. Everybody who's interested in being a part of the casino or supporting Elyria Catholic or watching our kids perform are invited. And tickets will be available soon at elyriacatholic.com.
Very, very interesting to go through all of that. We were talking before we came on the air. You know, a casino royale can have so many different meanings. But, you know, for those that don't really want to get into the casino aspect of it, right?
Correct.
You have a chance to just really enjoy the entertainment aspect of it. Sounds like you guys have your own resident Frank Caliendo.
Yeah, that's really the goal. I mean, you go to Vegas and these casinos, they have the gambling, of course, but they also have the live entertainment. You're going to go and see a production on stage, or you're going to see Cirque du Soleil. My goodness, we're not going to do a Cirque du Soleil, but just as an example, you'll know. But we really wanted to give it the full effect. Have a casino in our big Coliseum. Have dinner. Have drinks. Have live entertainment. Come and enjoy yourself for the evening and pretend maybe you're in Vegas. It'll be a great time. Come on out. Everybody's invited.
Sounds like there are a lot of cool elements at play there all throughout the night. Again, the 2020 Forward Gala takes place on Saturday, April 4th at 5 p.m. And as Michelle mentioned, the ticket information will be available here momentarily. You guys also have a group called Dad's Boosters, and you have other alumni groups too, and they kind of have come together to make some really big improvements to your athletic facilities. Tell me about that as well. What kinds of improvements have you guys seen there?
So the Dad's Boosters, we believe, have been around for almost as long as the school, maybe even longer than the school building.
Helped get the school building started and going. Yes, absolutely.
So a group of dads, although I have seen some women at some of the drawings, so I think it's kind of open to everybody, but they have arranged this cash drawing that happens every month, and they have got a list of over 200 people who are selling $10 worth of tickets to all kinds of people in Elyria and in the surrounding communities. They do this cash drawing, so somebody gets something every month, but then half the proceeds are going toward, you know, Elyria Catholic. And we're so grateful to be able to come to that organization when we're in need of something, specifically usually for an athletic facility. So last year, funds from that organization were used to paint the ceiling of the Coliseum. You know, our Coliseum is 70 years old. It probably needed paint sooner than that, but it is glorious looking right now, and we're so happy for that improvement to our facility. And then they just recently paid for an HVAC system out in our field house where our football team is practicing. So they're very supportive. They raised the money, and they're willing to spend it on Elyria Catholic needs for students and athletes. We're so grateful to have them. And I had the pleasure of meeting Selma Fritz, who has probably been selling her tickets for 70 years. Mm-hmm. She is 102, very sharp, very supportive of Elyria Catholic. We're so grateful to have her participation with that group.
Can you imagine being 102 and still being able to get out and go to these events, selling tickets and still contributing to the cause? Incredible.
I think it really shows how committed and how loyal EC alumni are. I mean, it's the storyline in our alma mater, loyalty that never dies. And I really do believe that alumni embody that phrase and do everything they can to commit and be loyal to EC. And it's just so evident between those who are giving back via scholarship, via the athletic facilities, the performing art facilities, and everything involved at EC, academics. It's incredible to really see this community come together and be there for the current students at Elyria Catholic. It's important to them to let these students, our current students, have the same great opportunities and fun that they had while they were in school. So it's great.
And the general public has an opportunity to come out and see what's happening at Elyria Catholic for the spring open house. That takes place April 23rd, correct?
That is correct. Tuesday, that's a Tuesday night, April 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have all of our doors open, all of our faculty and staff on site. We will have students available to give you a tour of the school, meet the faculty, staff, learn about what's happening at Elyria Catholic. And we do have a lot of new spaces to show off.
Yes.
If there's any alumni out there who want to just come visit, that would be a great night to come see the new chemistry lab, the new maker space, and the latest improvements to our athletic facilities and locker rooms that we were able to do with the funds from last year's gala.
Outstanding. So a lot of great events coming up this spring. You guys will be busy between now and the end of the academic year. You know, between the open house and, of course, the Forward Gala, the Alumni Professions Night, a lot of awesome things happening. Well, Michelle, Kelsey, thank you guys so much for stopping by. This is a lot of fun to catch up on what's happening, especially learn about what's going on with the alumni at EC.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys. Again, that's Michelle Hoffman and Kelsey Stites joining us with Elyria Catholic here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.